This week on Florida Matters, we're looking at the latest policy debates surrounding gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender individuals. That includes President Trump's decision to rescind Obama administration guidelines that allowed public school students to use the restroom corresponding with their gender identity. That topic has been the subject of ongoing debate in Sarasota County schools. In this preview, Carson Cooper asks Nathan Broomer with TransAction Florida, Bridget Ziegler with the Sarasota School Board, and Mark Puskarich with Equality Florida, if they think issues like this affecting the LGBT community should be handled by federal or local governments.
Officials say policies like that should be up to the state or to the local school district. It wasn't that Trump was, at least his supporters say, that he was not out to get LGBT people. He's not as anti-LGBT. He was just saying, hey, it's not a federal issue.
And just to clarify on that, those were guidelines. It wasn't necessarily a policy. That was the administration
right,
saying.
Right, they were guidelines.
This is just a guideline to follow, so it wasn't legally binding.
Bridget?
Exactly. It was not legally binding, but there was a threat of loss of federal funds, which I fought adamantly because I absolutely agree that those decisions need to be made locally and handled at a local level. But that being said, I think that you can't just add a policy and not understand what that means operationally and procedurally. It's unfair to the people who work within the schools, and so you don't have any direction for how to have they handle because it can be all over the place. And so I, as a board member, am committed to working on making sure that the culture of our schools, regardless of whatever unique circumstance you have, is caring and thoughtful and working with the families and counselors in a variety of ways. But I am not supportive of changing any policy, especially when we haven't been able to identify how we specifically would handle a range of very, very important issues. And again, please remember that post-secondary versus K-12 are very, very different environments considering the age of the individuals in which you're dealing with.
Nathan.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate Bridget's point of view. I think the good news is that, you know, Sarasota County and a lot of other counties in Florida are not in this alone or doing this at the, you know, edge of some unknown existence. There are numerous jurisdictions, numerous school districts across Florida and across the country that are shining star examples of policies and procedures being put in place with great success. And so maybe it is a wider investigation to look across the country to see the successes and what the impact on all of the students has been, positive impact to put those policies in place. But it's an open dialogue, so even though there might be disagreement on either side of the issue, the thing that does excite me about the pushback to local jurisdictions, although I find civil rights to be a federal issue always, when it comes to policies and procedures, the good news is that we have open conversations like this one happening with school board members at the table, like Bridget, saying, tell me how we make this work, and that makes me hopeful that we will find a solution. But we have to first let all LGBT students in Florida know that we have their back. And I don't know that we've done that yet. So we have to make the policy shift and not decide to not move forward because the details are holding us back. We do have to have those conversations, and there's a lot of education happening by having those detailed conversations. But we have to let the students know that we're taking care of them because lives are at risk.
And you can hear more of this discussion about issues impacting the state's LGBT community tonight on Florida Matters. That is at 6:30.